This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone. Fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Rose Crimando, C-R-I, M like Mary, A, N like November, D like David, O. Date of birth, April 24th, 1950. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Crimando with liver transplant, progressive and worsening renal failure, currently stage 4, and chronic exposure to cyclosporine, also anemia and hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was October 2nd of this year. Her weight is up 10 pounds over the last 2 months. And within the last week, she's complaining that her feet are starting to swell, and they are more swollen than they have been. In the past, she has used diuretics, but currently is not on any. She drinks about 32 ounces of liquid a day and continues to limit fluids in order not to have excessive amounts. And she is careful to follow a low-salt diet. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Edema, as stated above, no chest pain or palpitations. Medications, Norvasc is 10 milligrams daily. Cyclosporin is 50 milligrams twice a day. She's now on ARIPIPRAZOLE at bedtime, Crestor 5 milligram daily, low-dose aspirin of 81 milligram 2 daily, hydroxyzine 25 milligram up to 4 times a day as needed are the new medications. She's also on Miralax and Prozac and Synthroid, vitamin D. She's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, weight 180 pounds, pulse is 53, and blood pressure 166 over 73. Our most recent labs are several weeks ago, August 15th, 2023. Creatinine is higher than usual. It's 2.66. Previous level was 2.52. Estimated GFR is now 18%. Albumin 3.9, calcium 8.9, sodium 138, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 4, intact parathyroid hormone currently 334. That has been elevated, but this is slightly higher than previous also. Hemoglobin 10.8, normal white count, platelets are 134,000. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with worsening renal function. I've asked her to get labs checked as soon as possible because of the edema being one of the symptoms of worsening renal function. Also the weight gain. She's going to get those labs done this week. Hypertension, that's improved last in October, her blood pressure was 185 over 76, so increasing the amlodipine from 5 to 10 has helped. And that edema did not start until 1 week ago, so that didn't happen immediately after increasing that drug. She will need a follow-up visit quickly, usually within 2 to 4 weeks, but also depending upon what those labs show when she gets them done this week. And she may need, depending on labs, further treatment will be advised, and we will notify the patient after we get her lab results back. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.